Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping straight into the world of device unlocking servers. It's a pretty complex space.
Definitely. Speed, accuracy, they're not just nice to haves, they're essential.
Exactly. And we're focusing on one specific tool our sources keep mentioning, direct codes, or DC. It's apparently a big deal.
It really is.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward. Pull out the key strengths, the things that make it unique, and crucially, any warnings you need to know if you're thinking of using it.
Yeah, and it's worth saying the info we're drawing on comes from someone with like over 10 years doing iPhone unlocks professionally.
Wow, okay.
And they say DC is the server they use most often, day in, day out.
That tells you something, right? If a pro relies on it that much.
It means it's reliable, consistent, fast.
Okay, so let's unpack that, starting with the basics.
Mm-hmm.
The design, how it looks, how it's built. Why does that even matter here?
Well, it matters because it affects performance. See, most unlocking servers out there, maybe 90% of them, they use this standard template.
A template?
Yeah, it's called DHRU Fusion. It's like an off-the-shelf program for building these sites. Cheap, quick to set up.
They all end up looking the same. And probably performing the same.
Exactly. They share the same look, the same potential bottlenecks, maybe even the same security quirks, because it's all based on that one template.
Right. So DC didn't go that route.
No, they built theirs from scratch. It's a custom job developed in-house.
And that makes a difference how?
Two main ways. First, the user interface, the UI. It's just cleaner, more polished, easier to figure out, doesn't feel generic.
Okay, looks nicer. But the performance...
That's the real payoff. Because it's custom, the server response time is way faster. Much, much quicker.
And the source material mentioned that, didn't it? Device checks are... almost instant.
Pretty much like a 1 minute actual wait time in the real world to get results back, which is incredibly fast in this business.
That speed has to be critical if you're doing volume.
Oh, absolutely. And they keep it simple too. Just one type of account.
Wait, really? Just one?
Yep. Doesn't matter if you're just unlocking your own phone once or you're a big reseller doing hundreds. Same account, same tools.
That actually makes a lot of sense. No complicated tiers to navigate.
Right. You log in, you see your balance, what's processing, what's done, what got rejected. It's all right there, super transparent.
Okay, so that custom build leads to better speed, simpler structure. How does that efficiency play out when it comes to paying for things, funding the account?
Ah, right. This is probably DC's biggest practical advantage, the thing that really sets them apart logistically.
It is.
Funding flexibility.
Yeah.
They actually solve the problem of how you get money into your account easily. They're one of the only servers, like one of a tiny handful, that let you use regular credit cards or debit cards.
Seriously, like Visa, MasterCard.
Yep, through Stripe, plus Apple Pay, Google Pay. And yeah, they take crypto too, but that's pretty standard.
Okay, hold on. If DC can do cards, why doesn't everyone else? Why is the rest of the industry seemingly stuck on crypto only?
It's mostly about risk, I think. Handling card payments internationally, dealing with potential chargebacks, it's complicated, especially for this kind of service.
Regulatory headaches, fraud potential.
Exactly. So most competitors just say, nope, crypto only. It means no chargebacks for them, but it's a massive hassle for the user.
Right. You got to buy the crypto, transfer it. Maybe wait for someone to manually credit your account.
Yeah, exactly. But with DC, because they handle cards, the funding is instant.
Instant.
Yep. The review literally says, load and unlock, put money in, use it straight away, no waiting.
That's actually a huge deal for a business needing quick turnaround.
It is. And you can save your card details, just need the security code next time. Super convenient.
Okay. Easy payments, instant funding.
Yeah.
That's a massive operational plus. Let's shift to the tech side again. The source says the number one reason the reviewer uses DC daily is their iPhone checking service.
Right. This is their killer feature, you could say. It's all about the quality of the information you get.
What makes it so good?
The sources say DC servers are, and I quote, directly connected and directly tapped into the carrier servers and manufacturer servers.
Whoa. Okay, what does factory direct mean for you, the user?
It means the data you get back from an iPhone check is, well, it's the real deal. It's complete. It's up to the second accurate. It's literally the exact same information the carriers and the manufacturers themselves are looking at.
So you're seeing what Apple or AT&T sees about that specific phone.
Precisely. No filtering, no delay, no guesswork.
That sounds incredibly powerful, like insider info.
Kind of is, in a way. Think about it. One bad device, one hidden issue can cost you serious money. This chip tells you everything up front.
Like what specifically? What data points do you get?
Okay, you get the original carrier it was sold for, warranty details, iCloud status, of course, find my iPhone status, FMI on or off.
Crucial stuff.
Definitely. Also, the purchase date, whether the device has been activated, and maybe most importantly, the GSMA status.
GSMA. That tells you if it's blacklisted, right? And lost or stolen.
Exactly. Whitelisted or blacklisted. If it's blacklisted, you know instantly that trying to unlock it is probably pointless, or at least much more complicated.
So this check lets you avoid bad deals, quote, accurately, manage risk.
It's the ultimate starting point. Tells you exactly what you're dealing with before you spend money on an unlock service. Cuts your risk massively.
Okay, so the checks are top tier.
Yeah.
What about the actual unlocking services? Do they cover a lot?
They do. It's not just iPhones. They handle Android, iPads, even MacBooks sometimes.
And for unlocks, what stands out?
Well, they have a really wide range of global carrier unlocks, especially for finance devices, which can be tricky.
Like which ones?
The review mentions carriers like O2 in the UK, A1, Orange, Telstra in Australia, Vodafone, NTT Docomo in Japan, some harder to get ones.
What about US carriers?
Yeah, extensive options for AT&T finance devices, which is a big market. And for Android, things like Samsung account lock removal, that's FRP.
Factory reset protection, right?
Yeah, that one. And Xiaomi account removals, too.
And it sounds like they do repairs, too, not just unlocks.
Sort of specialized digital repairs, yeah. Things like fixing a bad ESN, IMEI repair, and importantly, IMEI cleaning or unbarring.
Unbarring. That's taking it off the blacklist.
Correct. Removing that lost or stolen status so it can be used again. The review mentioned T-Mobile USA and AT&T Mexico IMEI repair services were live.
Interesting. And reliable.
Seems like it. The source mentioned that services for Verizon, Sprint, Cricket unbarring are sometimes available, but they were offline during the review.
Which suggests they're honest about availability.
Yeah. The feeling is if a service is listed on DC, it generally works. If it's down or unstable, they tend to just pull it from the site temporarily, which is better than taking your money for something that fails.
Okay, that builds trust. But
yeah,
there has to be a catch, right? It sounds almost too good across the board. What's the big weakness?
Ah, yes, there is one. And it's a really important one to flag.
Let's hear it.
Despite being great at almost everything else, DC is apparently weak when it comes to iCloud removal.
Ah, iCloud locks. That's a huge issue.
It is. And what DC offers are iCloud bypasses, not proper full removals.
Okay, explain that difference. Bypass versus removal. Why does that matter so much?
It matters hugely. A full removal takes the device off Apple's activation lock server permanently. It's like it never had the lock. The device is fully usable, sellable.
And a bypass.
A bypass is temporary. It tricks the device into activating for now. But the reviewer is very clear. They avoid bypasses entirely. Because as soon as you reboot the phone or update the iOS software, bam, the lock comes right back.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's not a real fix.
Not at all. It might get you into the menus, but it's not a permanent solution. So the warning for you, the listener, is clear. If you need permanent iCloud lock removal, DC is not the tool for that specific job. Look elsewhere.
Got it. Crucial distinction. Okay, let's talk operations. If you're running a business using this, support and reliability are key. How does DC stack up there?
Interestingly, their customer support seems to operate mostly on U.S. time zones.
Which is good for it.
Quick replies during U.S. business hours. Unlike a lot of other servers based overseas, where you might wait 8 hours, maybe more, just to get an answer, for urgent orders, that faster support is valuable.
Makes sense. And what if you want to scale up? Like start your own unlocking website.
They've got that covered too. They offer API integration.
API. Application programming interface. That basically lets websites talk to each other automatically.
Exactly. It's the key for automation. You can build your own website, public or private, and hook it up to DC's system via their API.
How did that work in practice?
You basically choose which of DC's services you want to offer on your site. You set your own prices, you know, add your profit margin.
Yeah.
Then, when a customer orders from your site and pays you, the API automatically sends that order over to your DC account.
Ah, so places the order on DC for you.
Yep. As long as your DC account has funds, the order gets processed automatically through their system. Your site gets the result back, passes it to your customer.
So DC becomes like the engine room, completely invisible to your customer.
Pretty much. You handle the front end, the website, the marketing, customer service, and DC handles the back end, unlocking and checking, instantly communicating with carriers and manufacturers.
That sounds like turnkey automation for someone wanting to build an unlocking business.
It really is. Takes away all the manual order entry and tracking, lets you focus on growing the business, knowing the processing is handled reliably.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. The core message seems to be, Direct Codes is a seriously valuable tool, an excellent asset for anyone in the unlocking game handling various devices.
Yeah, a really strong contender.
And if we boil it down to the two absolute biggest takeaways for you listening, it's got to be. First, the sheer ease of funding your account using cards, Apple Pay, Google Pay. That logistical advantage is huge.
Huge. Game-changing for cash flow.
And second, the power of those factory direct device checks. Getting that manufacturer-level intel instantly cuts your risk dramatically.
Absolutely critical for knowing what you're dealing with.
So what's the strategic lesson here?
It's about knowing your tools, right? DC is incredibly powerful for those checks and the funding and many unlocks, but you have to be smart. You use it for its strengths.
But you absolutely avoid it for permanent iCloud removals because that's its known weak spot. You need a different tool for that specific job.
Exactly. It forces you to be strategic. Balance the high-end speed and data against that one specific limitation.
That balance is key. Which brings us to a final thought for you to consider. DCE has these direct taps into manufacturer and carrier systems, giving them up-to-the-second information. So think about this. What kind of power does having that level of real-time, gatekeeper-level information give you in any market, not just phone unlocking? And how could you apply that kind of thinking, seeking out those direct, unfiltered data sources to gain an edge in your own field?
Interesting question. Where can you get the raw data?
Something to mull over. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.